Good morning. High pressure is hanging on, keeping it dry across interior New York and New England, although some high and mid-level clouds are beginning to stream in. Even a couple of showers breaking out across central New York and the western Catskills, but most of these showers will dry out as they fall toward ground level, and most of the morning and even the first part of the afternoon will be dry across the region. It's all a part of the next storm system currently moving through the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes with a larger shield of rain. Clouds will tend to increase and thicken through the morning, and any sunshine will fade behind those increasing and thickening clouds throughout the day. Eventually, though, the showers will reach the ground, primarily late this afternoon and into the evening, and as this disturbance moves by, a steadier rain after dark tonight. Temperatures will tend to struggle with all the cloud cover and remain in the lower to mid-60s on average for afternoon highs. With the rain and areas of fog tonight, temperatures will drop back into the 40s, and the system will depart early tomorrow morning. Still some leftover clouds, perhaps a couple of showers in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, then we'll have a drying trend with increasing sunshine throughout the day, which will help temperatures get back up into the mid-60s. High pressure will be in control of our weather into the day on Friday, although with its center over northern New England, we'll have an onshore flow from the Atlantic. So we may have some cloudy periods on Friday, but enough sunshine to get us back into the lower and middle 60s. In fact, a southwest wind flow will develop with a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere for the weekend. That's going to push us into the lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, and a breezy, warm day on Sunday with more humidity in the air and highs approaching 80. The next storm system will make a run at us Sunday night and a scattered showers possible into Monday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds Monday afternoon with temperatures back into the lower 60s. The cooling trend will continue into the early part of next week on Tuesday with highs staying in the 50s despite mostly sunny skies. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a frontal system will move through the Pacific Northwest and into the Great Basin today. Rain and some mountain snow will be possible in the Pacific Northwest and northern Rockies, but no rainfall is forecast for the ongoing fires in California. In fact, strong winds behind the front will bring elevated to critical fire weather threats to active fires across northern California. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Ophelia, located well out over the central Atlantic Ocean, about 785 miles southwest of the Azores. Ophelia is moving toward the southeast near 6 miles per hour, a southeastward to east-southeastward motion with some reduction in forward speed is expected through tomorrow, followed by a turn toward the east-northeast tomorrow night and Friday. This track should keep Ophelia away from any major land areas and only a threat to the shipping lanes in the Atlantic. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Ophelia is expected to become a hurricane either tonight or tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 36 degrees with a northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 1 above 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 54, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers later this afternoon in the lower 70s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 76 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 67, that's 15 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 66 hundredths for the month, that's 53 hundredths below normal, and 35.19 inches for the year, which is 4.55 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low 41. The record high 86 set in 1949, and the record low 22 in 1943. Sunrise this morning at 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening 6:19 p.m., 11 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers later today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with a chance of showers later today and highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with a chance of showers later today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with a chance of showers later today and highs in the lower to mid 60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers by the end of the day today and highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some clouds in the morning, then increasing sunshine, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s Friday. Mostly sunny, warmer, lower 70s Saturday. Even warmer Sunday, breezy, with increasing humidity and a mix of sun and clouds near 80. Showers, some thunderstorms Sunday night, a leftover shower Monday, otherwise much cooler, lower 60s, and mostly sunny in the upper 50s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.